Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality. We are on episode 14 and we've got a lot to get through. Dated and Related stars Nina and Diana will be in the studio spilling all the tea about everything that's been going on in their lives since they've left the show and everything that happened while they were on the show, the relationships, love life, yada, yada, yada. Now, look, I also want to say, before I get into showbiz news, as I usually do, want to say I am okay. I posted an Instagram picture on my story the other day of me in hospital. A lot of people were really worried, saying, oh my gosh, Will, what's going on? I can tell you what's happened. Number one, I'm alive. That's the most important thing. I mean, that's progress. But I underwent a procedure that I usually do every single year. But unfortunately, this procedure went a little bit wrong, which meant that I had to stay in hospital for a little bit longer. But I am fine. I can confirm that I was at Soho House last night. And that should tell you that I am okay. Cool. Let's get into it. So Adam Levine, I'm quite shocked by this story, actually. Adam Levine from Maroon 5 has been accused of cheating on his wife of 10 years with an Instagram model. Now, I was having a conversation with producer James earlier. What is an Instagram model? That's what all the newspapers are saying. I assume she's just an influencer. Anyways, her name is Sumna Stroh, and she's made a TikTok video addressing the allegations, basically saying that, you know, they were having an affair for a year. A year! Here's what she said.
Essentially, I was having an affair with a man who's married to a Victoria's Secret model. At the time, you know, I was young, I was naive, and I mean, quite frankly, I feel exploited. I wasn't in the scene like I am now, so I was definitely very easily manipulated. Maroon 5 is practically elevator music at this point, so I'm sure you know who Adam Levine is. But Adam and I were seeing each other for about a year. After I stopped talking to him over, you know, a period of months, this is how he came back into my life. He said, okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious. I was like, I'm in hell. Like, I have to be in hell at this point. I mean, my morals were unknowingly compromised. I was completely manipulated.
Now, that is crazy. And can I just say, can we send love to Adam Levine's wife, who I understand is currently pregnant? This must be a lot for her to go through right now. Just too much, whether these allegations are true or not. But look, Adam has denied these allegations and he's basically said in a statement that he's crossed the line and not cheated. So you've not cheated and you've not had the affair, but you've crossed the line. Which one is it? Anyways, he put out a statement on his Instagram story and he said, a lot is being said about me right now and I want to clear the air. I used poor judgment speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner.
Huh?
I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period in my life. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. I have addressed that and taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. What does this mean? Look, this has sparked up a whole debate on social media about what cheating actually is, because he's essentially said that he's not cheated, he's not had the affair, but at times he was inappropriate, as he said in his own words, and he crossed the line. Look, anyways, my brain is going bonkers right now, because to me, if you've been flirting, then you've cheated. That's my opinion. If you've been flirting, if you've been, you know, giving someone else the impression that you might be a little bit interested, that alone, in my opinion, is cheating. Because why are you doing that when you've got a beautiful partner at home? If you love your partner, you would not be turning your head like someone who's in Love Island. You wouldn't need to do that. Do you know what I mean? But look, a few of you have been sending in your messages. Jeremy says, Will, flirting isn't cheating because it's not like anything sexual happened. But Jeremy, it's the intention. It's the leading someone else on. I just think that you don't need to do that when you've got a good partner at home, when you're in love. It's unnecessary. And something, it's just, it's not adding up. It's not adding up. Evie says, Will, flirting is 100% cheating. Thank you. Why are your eyes wandering? Exactly. You've taken the words right out of my mouth. But let me know what you think. Use that hashtag, reality with Will. Is flirting cheating? Let me know what you think. This next story is about Kanye West. He is reportedly dating model Candice Swanepoel. Now, Kanye West's dating life is just so crazy, in my opinion, because he was dating Julia Fox, a couple of months ago. Then they split up and she came out and said it was all for publicity. What is going on? I personally think that Kanye is still heartbroken from Kim. I think he hasn't gotten over Kim Kardashian yet. Remember the way he was behaving when Pete Davidson was with Kim? Behaving like a crazy ex, a bonkers ex. It just makes me think, how long after a divorce should someone realistically be dating? How long should it take for someone to be like, you know what? I'm now going to start seeing other people, because I just think it's too soon. He split up with, well, you know, him and Kim parted ways, and straight away with Julia Fox and your fake relationship. Well, she benefited more than he did. Am I lying? But look, we have got a few voice notes. We've got one in from Thomasina.
Kanye West is just very active right now. You know, he has the behaviour of a jilted ex, I'm sorry to say. Seriously, to date somebody, I would say it's got to be 2 years. You need that time to heal, to process, to work on your strengths, your weaknesses.
You need the time to heal. Thank you, Thomasina. I just feel like Kanye lives life at like 100 miles per hour. So like, how do you even have time to go through heartbreak? Because by the way, heartbreak is something that I don't want to experience again. And if I'm going to experience it once every 5 years, it's a lot to deal with. So imagine dealing with heartbreak, preparing for your new album, your touring, whatever, beefing all of these brands. Like, he just needs to stay still. I think Kim Kardashian played a very important part in his life, you know. They have children together. They lived life together for a very long time, married. But it is what it is. Kanye, you need to heal. I've got another voice note in now. From Jordan.
Date as soon as you feel comfortable with dating. I think ultimately some people are serial daters and some people like relationships. So if it means dating to find your next relationship, then do what's best for you. That's what I say.
Exactly. Some people are serial daters. Kanye West is a serial dater when he needs to focus on making new music. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Let me know what you think on that hashtag. That is Reality with Will. Now it's time to tell you what I have been watching on TV. The Kardashians, it's back on Disney Plus and Hulu for season 2. The premiere episode was amazing. That was released in the UK, actually, on Thursday. And we saw Khloe Kardashian giving birth via surrogate. This is her second child. And it was a revealing scene. You know, it was proper emotional. Obviously, Kim Kardashian was there. But Tristan Thompson, who obviously cheated on her several times, wasn't in the room for the delivery, which I find interesting. She said that, you know, we're only going to have Kim in there, but Tristan came in after. Now, when he came in after, I did say to myself, why are you even here? So you know, right, that shortly before she gave birth, the whole world found out that Tristan had cheated on her again. Like, I don't think she should be allowing this man anywhere near that hospital, anywhere near that child. I think it's time for him to just sit away somewhere and think about his behaviour. Because the man is a serial cheater. But look, make sure you go and watch that on Disney Plus and Hulu or wherever else you watch the Kardashians or TikTok, whatever. But look, there are two girls who everyone online right now is saying are the UK's Kardashians. They are on Dated and Related. Nina and Diana are going to be in this studio in a bit to spill all the tea. Hey guys, it's Will with you and welcome to my brand new show, Reality with Will and Jovi. You can find us on YouTube, TikTok and Instagram. Please give us a follow. We're going to have a lot of fun on the show, actually. So the Instagram handle is Reality with Will. On YouTube, you can find us and just search Reality with Will or Reality with Will and Jovu. And on TikTok, just search at Will underscore NJO. And we are back talking Dated and Related again. And today I'm joined by Nina and Diana. Woo! Do you know what? Since the show has been published, people have been saying you look like the UK Kardashians.
I know.
Have you been seeing
we've
it?
We heard a lot of mixed stuff.
We read that as well, yeah.
If you love it though, don't you? Like, yeah, we know. We're the UK Kardashians. We heard that too.
They're good looking girls, so. Yeah, so
you are. It's what it is. Own it. Own it.
They are.
They are.
Yeah,
they,
you yeah. are. They are everything. You're so in sync. You just looked at you like, I read, I don't know if this is true, but apparently you two graduated on the same day and you got your master's degree on the same day.
Yeah, so
so this is one thing that we always do. We went to every single class together, we did everything together, homework, literally
everything. Every class. Well, actually, this is a funny story because there was one class that I didn't have, like one subject, and then she had it, but I went to every single class with her.
Yeah.
Just so she could, like, she didn't want to sit alone in class.
Wow.
And she was like, and you're also helping me with my notes, which is so cute.
So what happens when you're not together? Do you get upset? Do you get annoyed? Or do you feel, like, protective over each other? Like, why are you not spending time with me?
So it was only one time in our life when we had to be separated. That's when she lived in Paris.
Yeah.
For how long?
I lived a year in Paris, yeah.
And how did that feel?
Then I lived in London.
It was like...
No, well...
Did you FaceTime every day?
Like, literally.
Constantly.
Every single,
every day
like,
on
minute.
FaceTime, messages, everything, but...
Like, my phone turned, like, warm. You know when you're on the phone too much? It heats up?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
But what was funny is because we shared a best friend at the time as well. She would go to, like... So she would fly to... London to see Diana and then back to Paris to see me. So she would like go every week that one.
She was working hard. That's a job.
Yeah.
We should have paid her for that. So she had to like go to Paris and London all the time just to be with both of us.
Wow.
Yeah. Or else I would be like why not visiting
I'm
me?
I'm like, why not visiting me?
Yeah.
And she was like, relax, I'm coming. I'm like, you better come. And
So you two were obviously very involved in each other's dating lives. Like, you would advise each other, like, don't date him, date him, don't date him.
She's the one that, like, you will text sometimes, like, the guy. If I'm texting a guy, sometimes she will take my phone and text for me.
Yeah.
And pretend she's me.
Why?
Because she's like, oh,
she's a better texter.
She keeps saying, like, oh, Diana, what should I write? I'm like, just give me the phone then. Like,
yeah, she's a really good texter.
I am a good texter. Yeah, I'm a professional texter.
Like a poetry.
So do you both have the same type as well?
No.
No, but we can like the same features in a guy.
We can like the same features. We can be like, oh my God, that guy's hot. But then when we get to know him.
It's like, oh, he's more your type.
Yeah.
You
I'm
take
like,
him.
Yeah, you take him. I was like, no, you know what? You take him. She's like, you take him.
And then, or we'll be like, is it okay if I take him? Like that.
Yeah.
Wow. And have any of you been heartbroken before?
Oh, I've met plenty of times.
You must be in sync emotionally then. And one's heartbroken.
She breaks hearts. You break hearts.
And that's sometimes the best way to do it.
Yeah. You break hearts. Me, my heart has been broken.
Yeah.
Plenty of times.
Wow. And that must be hard. Like, you must get annoyed if a guy does something wrong to her.
Yeah, so one time this guy was like super rude to her and I took like her phone and I wrote a paragraph to him. So he literally called her and started crying.
Wow.
Yeah, she goes savage.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we do back each other up, though.
Yeah.
In, like, relationships.
Wow. Yeah. And what's your type, usually?
What is our type?
You know what? It all depends. Because I have, like... Like,
like, physically, it's very different. It could be anything.
Yeah, physically, like, by looks, it can be literally anything.
But I feel like... We like a...
Personality.
We do like personality, but I don't think I like crazy big personality, I've realized. I like...
That's shade.
I like
No. Why don't you like crazy big personalities?
No, it's just too much for me. I like a little bit more calm personality.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah. I am more calm as well.
And do you feel like there were guys with like overly big personalities on the show and on Date and Relate this year?
Yeah, because like you get attracted to that, but then you realize maybe that's not.
Yeah, we
what
had
you
that
in your
the
life.
Show.
Yeah, we had that on the show. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just talk about your time in the villa. Lovely villa, by the way, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, amazing.
Lovely. I heard it was like yeah. five floors it's, or whatever.
Yeah, something
worth
like
a lot.
Yeah. Wow. And then there was Chris and Jason.
Yeah.
Who were really, really into you lot.
Yeah.
But you lot were just not giving them the time of day.
I mean, I love the personalities.
In a romantic way,
yeah.
You weren't.
They're funny.
I think as friends.
You know, like, yeah. No, you know how we say, like, we love someone that makes us laugh. But then you have like
doesn't mean it's like sexual attraction.
Yeah, because that sometimes
that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a whole different ball game.
Like I do like a guy that can make me laugh, but I think for them it just became more like friendly vibes.
So you friend zone them because they were not trying to friend zone you. You yeah. friend zone them.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
They were very persistent though. I respect that.
Yeah,
respect
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So that's also why we were like, okay, we can't vote them out because we've seen them.
They really try to like
work
wingman each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously, you know, things progressed in the villa and you two then start to speak to other people.
Yeah.
There was obviously Kieran.
Yeah.
And there was Kaz. Let's speak about Kieran. He's I think Kieran's got a big personality. Kieran's got a big personality, great guy. Mm. You know, what attracted you to him in the beginning?
I think it was his humor. Mm. So he was a very funny guy. He keeps you like, I don't know, like, yeah, he's funny. I think it's the humor.
Yeah, you did have your eyes on him from the start.
Yeah, like, and also like he's a tall, like I like tall boys. So he's tall, he's funny. So yeah, definitely that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't go well, did it?
Kieran's not that tall.
Is he not?
Oh no! What do you mean, Kieran's not that tall? He's like 6 foot, right?
Yeah, but you've had taller before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've been taller.
Not you height shaming him. Please.
Says her.
But okay, so
yeah,
you were getting along with Kieran, like
yeah.
So what happened?
It was the whole because I'm very like, if someone entertains someone.
Because Alara obviously
yeah.
entered and made it so clear that, you know,
yeah, that
she wanted him.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like in the beginning, he kept saying, no, you know, it's Nina.
Yeah, but he
no.
said, he's like, but I'm open to it. But there's like a lot of like parts off camera that we didn't see, like when we were eating and things like that.
And what would you say when you were eating?
You were like entertaining her, you know what I mean? I just like, if I like a guy, I like him to be like not entertaining someone.
No, because you felt like she was being disrespected kind of thing. And then he wasn't doing anything about it. He just let it slide.
Oh, do you feel so like he should have stood up for you?
Yeah, kind
yeah,
of.
That because
I could
say I would have done that.
If you're kind of like in a thing or in a situation with a guy, you don't want him, because it's kind of like that he's disrespecting you too, because he just laughs. He was just laughing at it and stuff.
But were you offended by that when he was laughing and stuff?
Yeah, but maybe I was like a little bit more sensitive because it was very intense in
there.
Yeah,
because you
were.
So
in reality, I probably would have.
Yeah.
Not been
bothered that. Oh, in reality, you wouldn't be really seeing that.
Yeah.
You could have just left the situation.
But it's just, I don't know. I just found it like, that's not a personality trait that I want in a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like when you two decided that, you know, you were no more, it was really heated, wasn't it?
Yeah. But the thing is, it was, again, there was a lot of things like off camera where we're just like, obviously we didn't speak to each other after that whole.
But like what happened off camera?
But we had like a lot of. Like eye contact, you know,
walking past each other,
like bumping into each other on purpose, you know what I mean? So we had like fun with it.
Oh, so there was like it was like fun.
Yeah, it was
not
like,
talking cheeky fun.
Yeah. We'll always throw like shady comments at each other, like
in a fun
the whole
way.
Situation.
Like Kieran's that type
thing.
Of guy, isn't he? So he's like quite bantery. So, yeah,
so it was
so
easy to
so that
like,
made it easier for you.
It was like it was fun.
No, they both did it towards each other. Like,
yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Literally all the time.
Mm. But they obviously didn't catch it on camera.
Yeah. And I feel like with Kaz, like you two, everyone online has been saying this, you two from the beginning, it was just set in stone, really.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you said it in our introduction, I think. So I fall in love very quickly. Like when I see
you
something.
You did. Were you like crying on the first day? I was like, girl, get it together.
Okay, let me explain something.
I was like, girl, get it together.
Can I explain something? So obviously when I saw him, when I like someone, like I will, like, in my head, I'm like, okay, you're mine kind of thing. Like, I want you. But in reality, I didn't cry day one.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. I cried probably day four.
Yeah.
But it was on episode one.
Yeah, they put it in episode one.
So I'm not that sensitive.
Yeah.
But she's like, sensitive, but not that sensitive.
Yeah.
So yeah, I obviously liked him straight away, fell in love, and like, I'm like, you're mine, I want you.
come to me.
Yeah. And then you did, you had him. I feel like you guys had a good run in there. It was like proper romance. You know, he even told you he loved you.
Yeah, no, it was so
sweet. He
asked
you to be his girlfriend. Like, how did you feel at that moment? You must have felt like a queen.
Yeah, no, honestly, like for me, that's like, I think that was what I was looking for at that time as well. Like, I haven't had that in such a long time.
You said that as well.
Yeah, because like I've had really shit relationships in the past. So for him to do all that for me was like the most romantic thing anyone has done for me. And it's on TV as well. So it's like, wow.
It's so cute. You know, so it's been a year. Now, have you been on any exciting dates? What's happened? Tell me. I mean, has he proposed yet?
So we have never like, we haven't officially said we're breaking up.
Okay, so when was the last time you went on a date with him?
We've both been very busy when we came outside the program.
Yeah, of course.
We did try to make, you know, to work it out and stuff. And like we met all the time in the beginning. And then work came and then he got busy, I got busy. But every time we meet, we have cheeky kisses and stuff.
Okay, but when you do meet, is it like at a bar setting, at like a restaurant?
Like restaurants, bar, literally like...
Yeah. Or like in each other's house.
Or in my house or his house. And
so you lot go to each other's houses?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay. Still, so you have been meeting up.
Yeah, well, of course we have. And like, I don't know, it's just all in the air a bit.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So is it a situationship? Because, okay, I just want you to hear me out. As a viewer, whose heart was so compelled at this love story, where you're watching the man say he loves you. And, you know, I'm rooting for you two as a couple. So, you know, I want to know where the progression has been.
Yeah, well...
I'm a viewer. I'm speaking to someone who's watched the show.
As confused as you. I am! Because we still kiss.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Fine. So, like, what was, like, your favourite moment from the show? Was there, like, best part you had?
For me, it was when he asked me, obviously, do you want to be my girlfriend? And the yacht date that we had.
Yeah.
Insane.
That was nice. Amazing.
Insane.
Nice little cheeky free date on a yacht. Yeah. Why not?
What about you? What was yours?
Oh, there's so many. I feel like
maybe when you bonded with Daniel.
Yeah, but again, that was like a lot off camera.
Yeah.
So like when we're
eating. It happened so naturally.
Yeah, so when we had like breakfast, lunch, dinner, like... me and Daniel somehow were like drawn to sitting next to each other or like close to each other.
It was insane.
And that's kind of how we bonded. And then we had like the best conversations ever. But it was like a lot about like the outside world. And it was like while we were eating. So we couldn't like put that on camera.
Sorry, can I just bring it back to the fact, guys, you know, you won the show.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You won the show. You won the show. So like, you know, that was a lot of money you won.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Have you been spending? Where have you been going? Like, did you not spend the money together? Or was it like, here's your 50K, here's your 50K, bye?
No, well, obviously it is like split up 50-50.
Yeah.
But,
have you been going to nice places? Is it bags? Is it nice dinners?
We haven't received it yet.
Well, it's been a year.
Yeah.
It's coming this month. Yeah, well, are you going to treat yourself? You deserve to treat yourself.
Yeah, so our plan, my and Cass's plan, is to literally like take the money that we get, because we're getting it this month.
Yeah.
Travel and hide from Neil and Kieran.
We're going to come. Me and Kieran will come.
Because they will be running after us.
Ready for our
You don't need to go on like a group holiday and like redo the show again, but without the cameras.
Yeah, literally. Like.
But I feel like that's how your relationships will like get stronger. Do it again, but without the cameras.
Yeah,
that could be a good idea.
Yeah. And like, would you guys ever do any other reality shows in the future? Like, have you been, you know, like hit up by any other producers? Are you in talks about anything else? Or are you open to the idea?
I'm open to the idea because I don't feel like I spoke on this show at all.
You did?
I did not.
Babe, you spoke, we saw you.
You just had a resting bitch face.
So I feel like I need to redo it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you redo.
No, but if you go on another show.
Yeah.
Like I need to redo it.
I mean,
it.
Like we're open like for, we're open to things.
Yeah.
But it depends what it is at the time and depending on the time and where.
Yeah.
And where we're at in our lives as well at the time when we're being asked for it.
And are you two dating at the moment? Are you like talking to like other people, other guys, just like keeping your mind and options open? What's the deal?
No comments.
No comment.
I mean, I feel like we always have, yeah, we do.
You've always got someone on there or someone on there.
There's always someone there.
There's always someone. There's always someone.
Sometimes it's hard being a pretty girl, I guess. Yeah. Like, there's always someone there.
I mean, we do have. What? Speak up.
Yeah, you're saying, yeah, oh, like, okay, it's true. Like, there's always someone.
Yeah, we do speak a little bit here and there, you know.
And have you ever had like any blue ticks in the DMs recently? Like, anyone interesting?
We've always had that.
Really?
Yeah.
Any interesting?
No, we're not spilling. I'm like, that would be...
You know why?
All right, one name.
If we spill that tea, they won't come back.
Yeah.
Oh, but you want them to come back. You said, like, you keep a clientele.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to ruin that relationship.
Yeah.
But we have like, if you only knew.
We can show you on the side.
Wild nights?
Fun nights, yeah.
Fun nights, definitely. We're not that wild, like, we don't do like crazy parties.
But we always
like
have
that.
Fun.
We always have fun.
Cool.
We're very spontaneous.
Yeah. And what do you want people to take away from seeing you on this show? Like, what do you want people to learn about you and to know about you after watching this show on Netflix, Dating Related?
I think our relationship and that we are fun people.
Because that was fun.
Well, I was.
You both were.
No, I mean, like, so, because on our social media, like Instagram, it's more like pictures.
Mm.
Well, it used to be more, and now we're doing videos and
trying
stuff.
Trying to be more of
so people can, like, see our personality, that we're fun and cool.
And also,
very
like,
friendly.
Our relationship is very strong and very unique, I think. Like, we even have, like, Find My iPhone on each other.
Yeah, we're, yeah.
If really? She doesn't answer within 15 minutes.
You track her down and Find My iPhone.
Yeah.
Stop.
She does. She tracks me down.
So once where I figured out her phone was stolen because she didn't answer, and I looked at, like, location of where the phone was going.
Yeah. And the phone was moving crazy like this.
Really?
Like,
yeah. And I was like that. She would never be in that area.
Yeah,
and like,
she knew
phone
it was
stolen.
Me.
Oh, gosh, please.
Yeah.
Detective over here.
Yeah.
Well, girls, thank you so much for joining me on the
show.
Thanks
so much for having us. Thank you so much for having us.
You know what? I just love how in sync Nina and Diana are. They are brilliant. They are fabulous. And are they the UK's Kardashians? I'll say so. But look, next week I've got even more Dated Unrelated gossip as Alara and Jaylen are going to be in this studio spilling even more tea. I'll see you there.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.